What's up, everybody? This is Zach. I'm joined by Justin. Justin, hello.
Hello.
And we're here for another Breach of the Week.
Breach of the Week.
Justin's got our story this week. As always, Breach of the Week brought to you by New Harbor Security, your number one security partner. If you're looking for a security partner that believes in you, trusts in you, wants to work with you, www.newharborsecurity.com. Justin, what is our Breach of the Week?
Zach, we've got a real gem this week.
I love gems.
This Breach of the Week comes from a North American casino whom we have not been able to get the name of, which is probably good because we don't want Tommy the Knees showing up at our place of business.
Cracking skulls because we're trashing their casino.
Right. So this comes from a North American casino that was using an internet connected fish tank. The fish tank had sensors that were connected to a PC within the casino that regulated the temperature, food, and cleanliness of the tank.
Sounds like a nice fish tank.
Yeah. Sounds like something that happened at a DEF CON event here. So someone got into the fish tank and used that as a pivot point into the network.
Not physically.
They got into the fish tank through the controller device.
Oh.
And was able to use that to pivot around the network and send out data or exfiltrate data. It was said that when the event was investigated, there was over 10 gigabytes of data that were being exfiltrated to a device in Finland.
Betrayed by your own fish tank.
Yeah.
Like, is there anything more relaxing than sitting by a fish tank?
Yeah. Zach, do you have a fish tank?
And more
importantly,
I feel every time
do you trust
I get asked the question, I've got to go into a self-deprecating story. And yes, I do have a self-deprecating story. We did have a fish tank for a short period of time. And I'm an animal lover. I'm also a meat eater, so I can sort of walk the fine line between the two. We killed a lot of fish due to some sort of chemical imbalance. And it got to the point where like the Petco was like, yeah, we're not selling you any more fish.
we're going to report you for fish abuse.
Well, we just kept like coming back and we're like, I don't know what is wrong with your fish, but they keep, and it's, I'm not talking like excessive amounts of fish, but it was certainly more than one fish. And I believe less than 10 fish, but yeah, it was a very short lived experiment. And then we had a betta fish, which that thing just, you couldn't kill it if you wanted to. I mean, we were hauling it around from apartment to apartment and, it just kept on chugging along.
Yeah. So what is,
and then we're like,
so
what do we do with this thing?
Yeah. So what does Petco say? They say, hey Zach, there's a lot easier way to get sushi if you want it.
Well, they're like, first off, you're killing fish that like goldfish. Goldfish can adapt to any, which was more concerning means we were drinking the same water. So whatever was killing the fish we were ingesting. So we were probably poisoning ourselves at the same time. And we tried to, fix the water. We got all the tests and stuff, but I don't know. Eventually we were just like, maybe we just don't have fish. And then we had an empty tank for a while. That was just there.
A placeholder of the memories of days past.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we did have a Placostomus. That thing did survive. Cause the some dinosaur looking fish, and it like cleans all the glass on it. And we ended up giving that to our in-laws, and that thing lived to the ripe age of like 10 or something. It was alive for a long time, and cleaning their tank just kept on chugging.
Yeah.
No, fish and I, we don't get along. I'm not even a great person at fishing. Like I don't usually catch stuff either.
I'm not so good at fishing either. So Zach, do you feel like some of your fishing issues could have been stemmed if you had the same controller that this casino had?
I would hope so. That sounds like a really fancy controller. I can't imagine having a device so technical on something that, nature manages without any precision. Yeah. It just kind of happens. I find it, that's fascinating how they, I love these stories of like cyber attacks through like the most random vector of like, you know, I look around, I'm like, everything in this house has some sort of Wi-Fi address.
Yeah.
And they're probably all like every camera. Now I've got this like feeling that every camera is just streaming me to some Russian dark web webcam service. Which people who are into really boring lives just sit and watch.
Or just streaming you to Randy's house.
Could be. Yeah. Yeah. I know. I was having some Wi-Fi issues earlier and Randy had threatened that he could probably reach my house with a Yagi antenna, which by the way, as soon as that episode was done, I immediately went in and updated my router, changed the password, checked to make sure that the firewall was all like good to go. I'm like, this guy, he could be watching me right now.
Yeah.
Although again, I'm pretty sure he'd lose interest after a short period of time. It's a lot of me yelling at the dog and kids, you know, putting me in my place. So.
Yeah. Well, he's talked about repositioning the satellite at the office.
Yeah. That seems like a dangerous combination. He seems to know how to, well, I mean, it's his job to get into stuff. So, and if you give him a toy, like a 20-foot parabolic dish, I imagine he can do some real, some real work with that.
Yes. The military training, I'm sure.
Yeah. Either that, or we just open up our own like TV station.
Yeah. I hear that's happened,
you know,
once upon a time.
It's not that hard. A little New Harbor TV.
Yeah. Like
ZDNet. What was that? There was another really good, well, CNET TV. CNET had a TV channel for a while.
Yeah.
Or Cheddar. I think it wasn't like Leo Lepore, I think, was on that as well. He's like the tech podcasting godfather, and he's still going. I think 16 years I saw the other day. He's been podcasting for 16 years.
Wow.
We got a lot of catch up to do.
Yeah. He's like the first podcaster ever.
Pretty much. I don't even know how you would have gotten podcasts back then. You would have had to like load your CD-ROM, your floppy disk in your computer and listen to the 8-bit recording.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably knew that fish that you had that lived forever.
Fish tank in a casino. I feel like that's a Russian, like that seems like a, some sort of like premise for a Russian mob hit or something, right? Like they got into the surveillance system through the fish tank or like a Mission Impossible. And then they, if they could control, like if it was a shark, then they could use the Wi-Fi to control its mind.
Yeah.
And then have it eat the casino owner.
Yeah.
You just think of all, like, I certainly since we started doing these talks, and I probably should have done this before because I actually worked in cyber, like, you know, technology services. And I'm much more apprehensive about everything around me and like stuff. Like I built this really crappy Android app that did nothing but play 56K modem sounds. So you'd push the button. It was just called the old ass modem app. And it just had a picture of like an old computer and you pushed it and it just played 56K modem sounds. And I did nothing to check that. And people download, it crashed all the time. Like I got the crash reports and it just crashed nonstop, which was mind boggling. Cause there was nothing, I don't even know how, what was crashing. There was like, all I had to do was play the sound. And I was like, oh, I probably opened up, I think 10,000 people downloaded the app. So 10,000 people opened themselves up to like, you know, security risk because they wanted to hear 50 and that must've gotten old within 2 minutes because it just played the sound. That was it. My goal with that app though, was to actually, I wanted to build an app that you could take a picture and then you'd send the picture and it would take as long as it would using a 56K modem to get to the person. And it would just scan line by line, the photo into the other person's phone. But yeah. I got bored, lazy. And then I just killed off that part of it and just made sounds.
Yeah. Well, can you imagine the person sending the picture? Like they're probably equally as bored.
Oh yeah. Like, of course. They were like, what the hell did you do? What did you sign me up for? You're sending me pixelated, slow loading image.
Yeah.
But 10,000 people wanted it. So
that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was I sure, successful?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, yeah, another vector for our North Korean threat actor friends. I mean,
yep. You're sharing, my 56K modem app.
Yeah. You're sharing your printers with them. You're sharing your apps with them. Just like a really, really generous guy.
You know what? I'm trying to bring the world together. One vulnerability at a time in this household.
Yeah. Solid.
Yeah. So fish tanks, check your fish tank. Make sure it's unhooked from the net. If you are, you know what, if you're enough of a jerk to have a web enabled fish tank, that's like super villain level.
It is. I don't know. I feel like it's something a James Bond character would definitely have set up in his or her home.
Do we have a fish tank protection program at New Harbor?
Not yet, but it sounds like we should.
Sounds like a lucrative market, perhaps.
Yeah. I mean, I can say we've knocked out a Jace controller or two at times, but.
A what now?
A Jace controller. It's the controller that controls your HVAC systems.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those things are great.
Yeah. It's because 90% of them, you know, either it's been there for like so many years that it just never got updated, or it uses the admin account that was printed on the box when you bought it and anyone could use. Yeah, that's just insane that, you know, and still to this day, I know like a lot of public utilities, like the controllers that they use to run like the wastewater plants and, you know, gas controllers for pipeline infrastructure. That's probably been fixed, I hope, at this point. But yeah, that stuff is just like out there, man. You could simultaneously flush everyone's toilet in your city if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Cool. Fish tanks.
Fish tanks. Yep.
Protect them. On. If you want to protect your fish tanks, contact us at New Harbor Security, www.newharborsecurity.com. All right, Justin, breach of the week. Catch you at the next one.
See you next time.